Hi, and welcome to our weekly Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. The reason we offer these calls is because we believe, Paul and I, that a flourishing world is possible where every living entity, human and otherwise, can thrive. And we think that business is one of the most powerful vehicles for moving the world in that direction. And we also know that for business to be that powerful vehicle, we need masterful leadership. And we define that as leaders who are in touch with their highest values, their innermost wisdom, as we call it, and have an ability to access that inner wisdom most of the time. In fact, operate from there most of the time. So while we're not used to doing that in business or, in our normal lives, we offer these weekly calls to give people a chance to practice, because it takes practice. Practice accessing your own inner wisdom, your own inner knowing, your essential self. So every week we offer these calls as a way to practice, and hopefully that leads to a daily practice of your own, because you're going to begin to see the benefits of using this. And those of you that are listening to this have been through and exposed to our programs and our approach, our philosophy, so you have had exposure to the practice of remembrance, where you choose a word or phrase that represents for you, that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need, that's always available 24/7. We just forget that. We occasionally just get it as a gift in our lives, and we don't normally try to consciously access that. So that's what this is about. So the way these calls work is I'll do a teaching to start with, and then I'll lead the listeners through a remembrance session. So our teaching tonight has to do with what I just talked about, and it's beginning to discern, or learning how to discern, the voice of the ego, which is not our highest self. It is not our inner wisdom. It is not our essential self. The voice of the ego versus the heart or essence or inner wisdom voice. So in the opening of these calls, I just talked about the need for masterful leaders who operate from a state of balance and make decisions from their inner wisdom, because that is how a flourishing enterprise can happen, and that is how a flourishing world is possible. So how does one know if they're listening to their inner wisdom or the voice of their ego? Because that level of discernment takes practice, ergo these weekly remembrance calls. So that said, here are a few differences between the two voices that will maybe shortcut the time it takes to, or at least give you some assurances along the way and some markers that you're on the right track. So ego, I'll give you four, examples here of the difference between the two. So number one, the ego uses lots of words, and there's nuances, lots of back and forth. Inner wisdom, very succinct, simple, and clear. Number two, there is often with the ego a sense of anxiety, and anxiety as emotion, or other strong emotions, maybe sense of righteousness, maybe a sense of power over others, maybe there's anger involved, but a strong emotion, often it's anxiety because we are not sure if we're getting the right information. We're nervous about that. Versus inner wisdom, where you feel calm. Your emotions are at bay, you feel peaceful in your heart. One of our previous associates and still good friend, Jim Keeley, likes to say it this way. He says, your heart is either at peace or not at peace, or you're pretending to be at peace, which is often how we walk around the world, particularly in business. We don't ever want to let them see us sweat. We want to pretend like we've got everything under control. And we can even fool ourselves with that pretending. But it's not true peace. So knowing when you're actually at peace, you're not worried about an outcome or ramifications. You're aware that there could be ramifications of a decision that you're going to make or a direction you want to take, but you're not internally worried. You're not anxious about that. You're aware and ready for things that could happen. Number three, doubt is often present when the ego is at work versus the inner wisdom, your own essential knowing. So doubt, and it's represented with things like, what if this though? Or, yeah, that feels right, but, and then it's coupled with this sense of anxiety. With inner wisdom, there is a sense of certainty of just this is it, truth, certainty. You feel confident. And then lastly, number four, the energy, if you're one of those people that can sense that, your energy tends to be up in the mind area, around your head. Your focus, your attention, your awareness is up in your mind. And again, there's lots of words and nuances and lots of back and forth, but the energy is around the mind. With inner wisdom, it is heart-oriented energy, and it's in the chest or your core area, your torso, and there is a feeling of groundedness, of connection with the earth, not this, you know, mental energy. So there you go. There's, you know, the differences and clues that will tell you if you're on the right track or not. And these are like spectrums. So it's not completely one or the other, but it's moving in the direction of inner wisdom that would be important to check those markers, because you're shooting for succinct and simple and clear, calm and peaceful, certainty, and this heart energy. So with inner wisdom, there's this knowing that is sometimes surprising and may not directly relate to the issue at hand, the reason that you are accessing your inner wisdom, because that is confined to what you already know or what you've already been exposed to and what your mind and your ego are presenting to you. But with inner wisdom, it can often illuminate a more fundamental or underlying truth that provides the guidance that you really need. It may not be about what seems to be presented or what you think the issue is about. It's something deeper. And this it's not unusual that your inner wisdom will shift you from what you thought was the issue to something deeper and more fundamental, and the guidance there, the truth there, will provide the path forward. So let's try that out in our session today, and we'll go there now. So with inner wisdom, with accessing inner wisdom, we always start where we are, because we're human beings and we want to know what our state of being is going into this, so we have something to compare to. When we're done, we can kind of know where we've gone to and come from when we're finished with the session. So we're physical, emotional, mental, and uniquely spiritual beings. So let's start with our physical state of being. We want to know where we are there. So sitting in your chair, or if you're on the floor somewhere, just notice the sensations of connecting to the earth, wherever you are, wherever your physical being is connecting. So the bottom of your feet, your sits bones and gluteal muscles in the chair, your lower back and middle back against the chair back, or wherever you're feeling connection to the earth. And just tune into that and notice what that feels like, using a few gentle breaths to bring your attention into your body and relaxing as you exhale, noticing those connection points, bringing your attention to your feet and allowing your feet to kind of melt into the floor as you tune in and notice. And also noticing the effects of gravity that are holding you in place here on earth, and what that's like, what's the quality of that gravitational effect? Does it feel very heavy, weighted, or is it more easy, yet grounded? Or do you feel like you're not grounded and your energy is up and you're wanting to fly out of that chair? Somewhere on that spectrum. So gravity, and you may notice when you're tuning in that you're holding tension in certain areas of your body. So when you notice that, you can just allow yourself to relax. I just noticed I was a little hunched in my shoulders, a little tense there. I was holding energy. So I just allowed my shoulders to relax. So now bringing your attention back to your feet, bottom of your feet. You may also notice that there's, you know, kind of another activity, another sensation happening. For me, it feels like a low-level electrical connection where the energy of everything, this universal energy, we're all connected, everything's connected. And it flows through us, this core energy flows through us from the earth, through our bodies. So tune into yours and see if you can notice a little, maybe it feels like a tingling. Maybe it feels like, in my case, it's like a little electrical connection. Some sort of vibratory feeling. And if you notice that, follow it up your legs. You know, feel it kind of, for me, it kind of spirals up my legs. So your lower legs, your knees, your upper legs, gluteal muscles, genitals, lower back, lower belly, solar plexus, middle back, shoulders, arms, you can feel it in your fingers, palms of your hands. In fact, that's a great place to notice because that's an energy center, palms of your hands, like a, you know, the old 50-cent piece size circle in the middle of our palms. So just tune in. Bringing your attention back to your torso, your chest, another place where we A, hold attention, and B, an energy center. And moving up your throat, where unexpressed needs or standings, values are held, and can be bottled up because we are afraid to share. So you could be holding tension there. And you might find that flow of energy is constricted a little or blocked there and in your belly, chest, those areas. Moving up to the face, your chin, your mouth, cheeks, nostrils, eyes, eye sockets, forehead, and scalp. And now moving away and looking at the whole physical being, noticing the whole flow. You'll notice how the whole system is working and where it's moving and where it's blocked or constricted. Okay, good. Now let's check our emotional state. So it's been a day, things have happened, emotions come up based on the situations we find ourselves in and the circumstances around us that affect us. So what is your current emotional state? As best you can identify it. Your families are glad, sad, mad, scared. So, and there are hundreds of nuances within all of those. So, what emotions are you aware of? Let's tune into that. All right, good. And now our mental energy, mental state of being. So not so much the content in your mind, but the activity level and the quality of that activity level. So do you feel calm? Do you feel turbulence? Do you feel scattered? Does that content or that energy, that state, is it uplifting or is it disturbing in some way? Is it bringing you down? Is it, you know, connected to maybe some sadness or grief? And by the way, our physical, emotional, and mental states are all connected and intertwined, and each have an effect on the other too. It's all woven together. Thoughts can lead to emotions that can lead to physical reactions. Emotions can lead to thoughts that have a physical reaction. You may notice your physical reaction first, and then you can identify thoughts or emotions tied to it. So, you know, stepping back again and taking in the whole package, physical, emotional, mental. Our human state of being to start with. Now let's go to our spiritual state, which is located in our heart center, a couple inches below our sternum. And to help us drop into that, into a state of reflection and contemplation, let's use our breath. It's a great vehicle, and you can use this during the remembrance session. Or any time during the day, if you're feeling kind of wound up, you can use your breath to bring yourself back into your body and back into that heart center. So take a few easy breaths, noticing how you feel in the inhalation and how that pressure that builds is there. And then when you exhale, a lot of the relief that comes. And let that relief carry you deep inside. And we use the box breath here. We do this three times. It's a breath in to the count of four. Hold at the top of that inhalation for four. Exhale to the count of four. And hold at the bottom to the count of four. Let's try that three times. Breathe in. Hold, exhale, and hold. Okay, so again, you can return to that if you find yourself stuck in your mind. That happens with frequency, actually, very normal and common while we're doing the remembrance session. So now, bring your attention into your heart, your spiritual heart, your metaphysical heart for you scientists out there. So imagine you're inside your chest, a couple inches below your sternum. What is the state of your heart right now? Does it feel open and soft and receptive? Or is there some resistance, some hardening, a small opening, or maybe completely closed? So there's no judgment here. It doesn't matter. We're only trying to find out where we are right now. And all of us will go through states of openness and states of constriction and closedness. It's part of the human experience. So where are you? Where's your heart right now? Is there a sense of weight to your heart? A sense of lightness or darkness? Shades? Just notice. All right, good. Now, with your attention still in your heart, add your remembrance word or phrase and repeat it slowly. And this is that, again, that symbol for you of the source of everything that you need, whenever you need it. If you're sad, you need comfort, compassion, love, mercy. If you're angry, you need soothing, you need peace, you need truth. If you're afraid, you need courage and certainty that you're okay. If you're happy, if you're glad, then you need gratitude, sense of generosity, the knowing of the generosity that's there that allows that happiness. All these are available. Your heart knows what you need. But just open to receive. It's all about receiving and allowing. There's no effort required. There's nothing to earn. You already, by virtue of the fact that you exist, have been given this gift. So begin to repeat your word or phrase slowly in your heart, opening, dropping in, letting go, and receiving. And we're going to go for about 8 minutes here, just receiving. And allow yourself to open to that more essential place, place that knows the truth. Place that's connected to everything. Place where our most cherished guiding principles and values reside, that are our guideposts that actually provide the foundation for the decisions that we make, small and large, and that will, through that state of certainty and knowing, tell us we're on the right path, even if we don't know and don't need to know, actually, the whole road, just the direction and the next step. So keep remembering. Keep opening. Keep letting go and receive. keeping your focus internal in your heart, dropping deeper, using your breath and the remembrance if you do find yourself in your mind and preoccupied. We'll go for about 3 more minutes. Okay, so we're just about out of time for this week's call. Thanks for joining. The more you practice this, the more you practice dropping in, using the remembrance, to drop into that state of succinctness, simplicity, clarity, peaceful sense of certainty and groundedness, you'll know that you're moving in the right direction, that you're learning how to discern between the voice of the ego and the voice and the sensations of the heart of the inner wisdom. And that sense of knowing will be there, that clunk that says, ah, this is it, that you can move forward on with great confidence and certainty. So have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week. Bye for now.